But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck.
Thank you, Rob Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck. It's the day after Christmas. I hope you all got what you wanted from Santa. I got what I wanted. Sort of. In any event, let's see if some of our players are going to get what they want as a kind of a post-Christmas present. Let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Carlotta Lane. How are you, Carlotta?
Hello. Hello. It's fine.
Now, Carlotta, what do you do?
Well, I'm office manager for some headhunters in the rag business.
For those who don't know what that is, what is it?
Okay. We're an employment agency. We're recruiters. And so we recruit in the apparel industry.
Clothing. Ah, headhunter in the rag business, recruiting.
Gotcha.
I got you. All right. Very good. Welcome to the show, Carlotta.
Thank you.
And let's meet our champion once again, Tracy Cruz, with $17,720. How are you, Tracy?
Hi.
I know you had a nice Christmas.
I did.
That's a lot of money. Let's meet your other competitor, Steve Holdridge. How are you, Steve?
Good. How are you doing today, Steve?
Steve, I understand you were on TV once before.
Yeah, that was a little ways ago. I was 4 years old and made my debut on Romper Room. And
boy, so what do you come on? You don't want to overdo the exposure.
Every 19 years.
That's a good idea. I think you're wise. Good, Steve. Okay. Let's see if you can do as well today as you probably did on Romper Room. All right, players. I've got four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at the Big Pressure Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, fabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! How much have I got?
$2,500.
I think that's $9,500 I've amassed. A small fortune. Not close to you, Tracy, but I'm moving up. In any event, you can also hit a whammy. You don't want to do that. Because he'll come and take away all your money. Because I think he's a little upset. I don't think he got much for Christmas, so he's looking to get some money. Be careful. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Here we go. Okay. According to a poll taken by 17 Magazine, where did more than one half of their dating age readers say is the ideal place to go on a date? Tracy?
The movies.
Movies. If you are right, Tracy, you're going to pick up three spins. I'll give your answer, two others, to Carlotta and Steve. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer movies, disco, or a party? Carlotta?
I'll go with movies.
Carlotta says the movies. Steve, what do you think?
I'll have to go with movies.
Movies. Well, 17 says the dating gamers prefer the movies. Correct. That means Carlotta picks up a spin. Tracy goes to three for buzzing in, and Steve gets a spin. Good start. What is the oldest apparel trademark in continuous use in America? Steve?
I'll have to say Levi.
Levi is the correct answer. Levi. Brooks Brothers or Arrow? Carlotta?
Oh, my gosh. I'll go with Levi.
Levi, says Carlotta. Tracy?
Levi.
Levi's. The oldest clothing trademark is Levi. Oh! Carlotta, the pressure was on you. I mean, this is your business. You go to two, Tracy goes to four, and Steve picks up three and goes to four. Here we go to the third question. When television first came along, it was thought to be the end of radio, but it didn't quite turn out that way. How many radios does the average American own? Steve?
Three.
All right. Is the correct answer three, one, or two? Carlotta?
I'll agree with him and go with three.
Carlotta says it's three. Tracy, what do you think?
I think two.
You think two, huh? Well, the average American owns two radios. Carlotta says it's two, and Tracy goes to five. Steve says it's four. Okay. Tracy's in the lead. Here's the last question. Princess Di was on her way to becoming a Rasta Queen when she got a lesson in skanking. What is the princess learning? Remember, this is a daytime show. School is out. I'm going to give it to you multiple choice style, and if you're right, you'll pick up a spin apiece. Princess Di was on her way to becoming a Rasta Queen when she got a lesson in skanking. What is the princess learning? Is it show riding, sailing, or dancing, Carlotta?
I say sailing.
Carlotta says it's sailing. Tracy, what do you think?
I'll say dancing.
Tracy says dancing. Steve, what do you think?
I'm going to say show riding.
Show riding. Well, Princess Di is learning to dance. Tracy's right in. Carlotta says it too. Casey goes to six, and Dean stays at four. Now, that was the last chance. We all have a chance to convert those teams with a big stretch of $5. Just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. We'll be right back. Players, as you can see, we've got prizes up there, surprises, and over $13,000 in cash, and a few whammies, so be careful. Remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500. That's very important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that's an advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. Everything is at stake every time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. With all that depressing news, we're now going to go to the player with the fewest spins, Carlotta. Are you ready to press your luck, Carlotta?
Ready.
Let's make some money.
Stop.
Oh! Well, he can certainly make New Year's exciting. Carlotta, no dollars. One, you got the whammy out of the way. Want to make some money?
Here okay, we go. I'm ready. Let's go. Come on, big bucks, please.
Advance two spaces to $500, please. Carlotta, you've got $500. You can keep it. We're going to go to Steve with four spins and no dollars and see how he does with the whammy.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go, Steve.
Stop.
Stop at 550, first place. Three spins, press your luck to pass. Going.
Here we go. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at 350. Brings you up to $900. Two spins. Press your luck with that. Three
I'm pressing.
Spins, sorry.
I'm pressing.
Two. I was right the first time.
Stop.
Stop at move one space to 750.
Yeah.
$300 and a spin. Where are you going?
I'm take 750.
750 he takes, and Steve, that brings the total to 1650. First place by $1,150. One spin left. What you going to do with it?
If I'm going to go.
Going to go. 1650 on the line. First place.
Stop
at 350. Woo! A nice round. $2,000, Steve. Well done. Let's go to Tracy, our champ, with six big spins. No dollars. Are you ready, Tracy?
Ready.
Here we go.
Stop.
Ah. He got blown away, Tracy, but he didn't cost you really any dollars.
That's
got,
right.
Five spins left. You want to start again?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Stop
at $400, third place, four spins. Just your luck or pass.
Going.
Stop at $300. That's second place, $700. Just your luck or pass, three spins. Tracy's moving on. Champ has got to play this game. I clock. Value of that clock, Tracy, is $425. Brings you up to $1,125, $875, less than Steve. Second place, two spins. What's your plan?
Keep going.
Keep going, okay.
Stop
at a punch set. Tracy, and the value of that punch set is spot punch bowl is $585. Your total is now $1,710. Second place, $290 left to Steve. You can either go for it yourself or pass it to Steve. If he whammies, you're in first place.
I'm going.
There goes, he says. Tracy wants to do it on her own. Looking for first place. She's got it. $550. That's $2,260. Carlotta at $500. Steve at $2,000. Tracy, you got the advantage against $2,260. Don't go away because we're coming right back with more spins, rising, rising. Right after this. Players, it's time for some serious business. And I've got four questions here, which those questions will turn into answers. Those answers become spins. In this round, remember that a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. Tracy knows that, right, Tracy?
Right.
A lot of money here, so you want to be very careful. The player who wins this round on top gets to take it all home and come back and play again tomorrow. Okay? You ready? When Yale students started playing Frisbee in the 50s, what everyday object did they use as the first Frisbees? I mean, I just love this shot when they do that. When all three contestants are... I mean, it's such a great look. Okay, class, I'll give it to you in multiple choice. Are you ready? If you're right, you'll pick up a earn a spin apiece. When Yale students started playing Frisbee in the 50s, what everyday object did they use as the first Frisbees? Were they pie tins, paper plates, or phonograph records? Carlotta.
I guess I'd say pie tins.
Pie tins, says Carlotta. What about you, Tracy?
I'll go with pie tins.
You will? Okay. Tracy goes along with pie tins. And Steve?
Yeah, I think a pie tin.
All right. Well, the first Frisbees were so named because they were pie tins from the Frisbee Pie Company of Connecticut. Well, Carlotta gets a spin. Tracy gets one, and we'll give one to Steve, too. What a bunch of nice guys. Okay. Second question. Still left. Poised. You all poised? Good. All right. How many hours a day does the average American student spend in school? Steve?
Seven.
7. All right, is the correct answer 7, 5, or 6? Carlotta?
7.
Carlotta says it's 7. Tracy, what do you think?
I think it's 5.
You think it's 5? The average student is said to spend 6 hours in school each day. Right in between. Nobody gets any spins on that one. We're going to go to the third question. If they asked how much they studied in school, it'd probably be 15 minutes. They're there, physically. In her first movie in 4 years, this lady superstar turns the tables on Tootsie and poses as a boy. What's the name of the star of the film Yentl? Tracy.
Barbara Streisand.
Is the correct answer Barbara Streisand, Talia Shire, or Liza Minnelli? Carlotta?
Can I hear the question again?
Sure. In her first movie in 4 years, this lady superstar turns the tables on Tootsie and poses as a boy. What's the name of the star of the film Yentl? Is it Barbara Streisand, Talia Shire, or Liza Minnelli?
It's Barbara Streisand.
Okay, it's Barbara Streisand. What do you think, Steve?
Barbara Streisand, definitely.
Barbara Streisand. Of course, Yentl stars Barbara Streisand. Carlotta goes to 2. Tracy picks up 3 and becomes a 4, and Steve goes to 2. Here's the fourth and final question. The F in Robert F. Kennedy stands for Francis. The M in Edward M. Kennedy stands for Moore. What does the F in John F. Kennedy stand for, Steve?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. Is the correct answer Fitzgerald, Frederick, or Franklin? Carlotta?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. How about you, Tracy?
Fitzgerald.
Yes, John Kennedy's middle name was Fitzgerald. Correct. Carlotta goes to 3, Tracy to 5, and Steve goes to 5. And all our players will be taking those big spins for that big board. You thought you the winner's going to be on Pressure Up. So don't go away. We're not. All right, players, you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck. We've got $50,000 all bundled up there for you to take away with you when you win. So forget the whammy. Don't forget the whammy because he's up there. Be very careful about the whammy. Let's take a look at your dollar totals. We've got Carlotta at $500, Steve at $2,000, and our champ Tracy at $2,260, which means you're going to play last in the final round because you won the first round. So sit back, relax, Tracy. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. That is Carlotta with $500. 3 big spins. You can do a lot of damage with 3 spins. Carlotta, you ready?
Right.
Let's make some big bucks.
Okay, big bucks. Stop!
Stop at a motorcycle, Carlotta. Value of the motorcycle is $1,448.
Okay. Okay.
Brings your total up to 1948. 2 spins. You are in third place. Are you ready?
Okay. Big bucks.
Big bucks. $750 and a spin. You are now up to $2,698. First place. 2
okay,
spins because you picked up a spin.
Okay.
You have about $400 more than Tracy. What's she going to do?
Press my luck.
Pressing her luck. Here
okay.
she goes.
$2,698
on the line. Oh. And a whammy. Oh, maybe a happy new year for him, but not for Carlotta. No dollars. 2 whammies. You've got 1 spin, though. You can make some money, Carlotta.
Yeah, that's right.
You going to do it?
Okay.
Here we go.
Stop
at another whammy. Carlotta, damage has been done. No dollars. 3 whammies. You're not out of the game yet. Sit back. We're going to go over to Steve with 5 spins, $2,000. Are you ready to make some money,
yeah.
Steve? Okay.
Yeah.
Stop at Sebring. A trip to Sebring, and the value of that is $2,176. Sebring, Florida.
Yeah.
Brings your total to $4,176. Your first place, 4 spins left. Press your luck fast. Steve's going.
$5,000.
Looking for the 5. Stop. And tough time of the year to go swimming, but no dollars, 3 spins, 1 whammy. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, gotta go.
Okay, here we go. Looking for big bucks.
Stop
at another. Oh, they rested during the Christmas week, and they've come out with a vengeance this week. No dollars, 2 whammies, 2 spins. Tough to win this game in
here
third place.
Here we go, 2 good spins.
Okay.
Ready?
Stop.
Oh, no. He even took your grass skirt, Steve. Oh, my. Well, no dollars. three whammies. Now let me explain the situation you're in. One more whammy and you're out of the game. So you're going to have to play it very carefully. Remember, Carlotta's no dollars and three whammies. You're no dollars and three whammies. If you have one spin, Tracy's yet to even make her move in this round. So what's your plan? You can either go or pass that spin to Tracy. It's strategy time, or you can build up some amount of dollars and you'll have second place.
No, I'm going to go for it.
Go. Steve's going for it. He's looking for second place.
Stop
at $2,500, yeah. Steve. You found second place. You found first place. For now, you are in first place. Gutsy move, Steve. Now we go to Tracy with 2260, five spins and one whammy. A lot of whammies, Tracy. Going to make some money.
Stop
at $700. The tip is now up to 2960, first place. Four spins. What are you going to do, Tracy? Go. Stop at $2,250. Tracy's up to $5,210. Three spins. You're about $2,600 in the lead. $2,700. He's got about $2,700 more than Steve. Three spins. You can pass those spins. If you pass them, you pass the Steve. There you go. Tracy's looking for big bucks. $2,500 again. Total is $7,710. Tracy, $5,000 more than Steve. Two spins left. You're going
to
pass them.
No,
you're not.
I have to pass them.
You're asking me.
Yeah.
Let me explain. If you pass them, they'd have to go to Steve. He's the player with the next highest amount of money. What are you going to do, Trace? You have $5,200 more than Steve has. But you have to either pass or keep going. I know it's a dilemma, but you have to decide. $9,960. That's $6,400 more than Steve. One spin left. What are you going to do with the one spin, Tracy? Either go for it or pass it to Steve. Pass, he says. Steve, it gets passed to you. You're going to have to pick up something that gives you an additional spin to win the game. $5,000 will not win it. You'll have to pick up something with a spin. Tracy, you ready with $8,960? Steve, $2,500. You need something with a spin to stay in this ball game. Here we go.
Stop!
Stop! Move one space. $2,500 or a snowmobile. It doesn't matter, Steve. It's not enough. Tracy is the champion with $8,960. Congratulations, Tracy. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you've won right after this message. We're back with today's State Crest Luck winner, Tracy, with $8,960. Tracy, Rod Roddy's going to tell you all the goodies you've won.
I sure will, Peter. Tracy, you've won a beautiful mantle clock from the Michael C. Peter Company, the 1810 Americana mantle clock, the Westminster quarter-hour striking movement, and genuine walnut hand-rub case from the fine gift collection of the Michael C. Peter Company. Plus, this elegant Bichisi's punch set and luxurious silver plate from the designer collection of fine silver from the Michael C. Peter Company. Those prizes totaling $1,010 combined with the $7,950 in cash you won today and the $17,720 in cash and prizes you've won previously gives you a grand total, Tracy, of $26,680. Congratulations!
Tracy, $26,680. Congratulations. Now, Tracy, you know our rule that we have a $25,000 limit. You've got $26,680. You get to keep it all, but you're now a retired champion, and you have been a terrific one, and I want to thank you for being with us. It's been terrific.
Thank you, Peter. It's been fun.
Oh, I bet it has. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And Carlotta and Steve, thank you for being with us. You're not going to be going away empty-handed. We thank you for being with us. We've got some nice prizes for you. By the way, that snowmobile was valued at $2,549, so it wouldn't have made any difference, but I wanted you to know that. I thank you for being with us. And we're going to see a whole new group next time. Until then, here's a little advice from three young guys who attend Western Illinois University. Skip Reining, Mark Remley, and Tim Evans of Macomb, Illinois want you to remember, The Whammy is a greedy little man. He will take all the money he possibly can. Three of you took to write this? Okay, this is Peter Twerkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. The Presto Popcorn Now Plus Hot Air Poppers. Pops any kind of popcorn. Gourmet or regular with great results every time from Presto. And use Reese's Peanut Butter Flavored Chips for great peanut butter taste in all kinds of cookies and brownies. Delicious Reese's Peanut Butter Chips made with real peanuts. Also, Red Thermax with the agitating powerhead. The steam carpet cleaner with its own heating system dissolves grease and sand quicker and gives you professional results. Plus, no-nonsense batty hose. With a nip-to-fit design, you'll look and feel terrific in any style. When fashion sense makes good sense, that's no-nonsense. Also, Quazelle presents its hand-blown crystal Anthony satin lace collection, designed to add beauty and warmth to your home, exclusively by Quazelle Lighting. And great-tasting, high in protein and low in fat, Mr. Turkey brand Turkey Franks and Luncheon Meats are today's smart shopping buys.